At town meeting in March, 13 Central Vermont communities will consider forming a communications union district. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, the sole purpose of the new district would be to bring fiber optic internet service to the area.
Remember that sound? While dial-up internet is mostly a thing of the past, there are Vermonters who still don't have much better options when it comes to accessing the World Wide Web. And that's a problem for people like Jerry Diamantides. He works for a Virginia-based company from his home office in Berlin, Vermont. Diamantides is better off than some Vermonters in that he has internet service strung to his house through the phone company. But, he says, the speed is just adequate for the work that he has to do.
It is DSL. The S certainly stands for slow. The L must stand for low. And we'll let the D stand on its own, I guess. But it's barely sufficient for what I need.
And beyond his personal frustrations, Diamantides sees a lack of high-speed internet as a community-scale problem.
I see internet service as being an important economic driver, especially for rural communities. It's similar to the way it was 50 years ago when folks were just getting phone service and electricity. To not have reliable, high-speed internet really puts a community at a disadvantage.
And that's the main idea behind Central Vermont Internet, which is up for a vote in more than a dozen communities at town meeting this year. Berlin Selectman Jeremy Hansen is behind the push to build a community-owned fiber optic internet service provider in Central Vermont. His plan is to emulate EC Fiber, another community ISP that now serves over 2,000 customers in East Central Vermont. Hansen says some parts of Central Vermont have access to cable internet, and more have DSL, but neither of those services come close to fiber.
Fiber internet gives us the ability to have gigabit speeds, which is essentially as fast as you can go nowadays. Cable can provide, and in some places provides maybe 100 megabits per second if you're lucky. DSL provides maybe 10 megabits per second if you're lucky, but only if you're lucky.
In addition to being faster, Hansen says fiber service will not bog down when a lot of people are online at once. He says he's confident the measure will pass in all 13 communities. However, it only takes two towns voting yes to form the communications district. And because the district would be a standalone municipality, there's no risk to the towns.
The town is not on the hook. The town cannot use tax money. It's against the law. The town is not on the hook for any liability for the loans that we take out to build this stuff.
Hansen says Central Vermont Internet will seek out loans and bonds to cover its startup costs, and those will be repaid from user fees once customers are brought online. And because it's a municipality and not a company, Hansen says user fees will also go back into building out the network.
Any money that we earn over covering our costs is going to go into expanding and making the service better or making the monthly cost cheaper.
Hansen says Central Vermont Internet will also guarantee net neutrality and subscriber privacy. It won't sell personal information, and it won't be looking to upcharge customers or content providers for faster service.
We don't have to worry about what are the ways that we can possibly squeeze more revenue, more profits out of it, because there's no such thing as profit.
Hansen can't yet say how much the service would cost, but he says EC Fiber has been able to keep its rates about on par with cable and DSL providers. And if the new district is formed after town meeting, a board with representatives from each town will decide exactly when and where the service will be built out. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.